Editor. The city of New Westminster is doing improvements that are no improvement. Hamilton Street, down 6th Street, 7th Avenue. Instead of improvements with concrete dividers that are a hazard, you're stealing our parking spots, and now you interfere with us owners and our parking and want to charge us a yearly fee. It's been disgusting to see bicycle lanes on 7th Avenue, using our property tax, being used to limit parking, instead of increasing the parking, and it was completely wasted tax dollars to take away at least 50 parking spots on 7th Avenue. We want improvements for parking, not decreases. These dividers on 6th Street are ridiculous. When dark, drivers can puncture their tires against these 90-degree edges. It should be taken away, and the job should be properly done, at least a 35-degree cut on the sharp concrete edges. We want you, as City Hall, to expand the parking instead of decrease the parking, and now a ridiculous yearly fee to park our vehicles? There's lots more on owners' minds to be reported. Whoever came up with pay parking? There was no discussion about it, and we owners are very upset at having to pay more taxes through these inept ideas and to pay for parking outside our condos. A two-bedroom condo has only one parking stall, so with my family two of our family members have to pay in front of our building. We should have voting in City Hall about issues like this and have a say. Two issues that have been very important to raise were left turn arrows on 6th Street and 8th Avenue, a very good improvement. Another big improvement is by Queensborough Bridge, with the posts put up so there are no cheaters driving by the traffic line on Stewartson Way. Congrats to City Hall. Harry Kempe. Loudspeaker sound off. Should on-street parking be a higher priority, or should the city focus on alternative modes of getting around? How do the bike lanes affect you, for better or for worse? Share your thoughts. Send us a letter.